Welcome to the Authentic Life Podcast. My name is Satwa, and I'm here to help you seek, speak, and live your truth daily. I went from being anxious, depressed, addicted, afraid of being seen, to healing myself and finding inner peace all within 1 year. I believe that we are our own healers and gurus, and I empower you with the psychological teachings and spiritual insights that helped me and hundreds of others on their self-transformation journey. I'm so honored that you pressed play today. Let's begin. Hey, Seeker. Today I'm talking about a viral disease that plagues our society. And this disease is spreading, or has been spreading, all over social media faster than COVID. You have it. I have it, and probably the majority of people who are on social media have it. In fact, I actually take that back. You don't even need to be on social media to have it, but social media definitely aggravates the symptoms of this disease. And the disease that I'm talking about is called comparisonitis. You know which one I mean. It's the disease where you're constantly comparing yourself to others and feeling like shit and feeling like a moral failure and wondering why other people have it better than you and when the hell God is finally going to give you a break. That one. Oh yeah, you know that one. Comparisonitis is a common viral infection that can be deadly to our sense of self-concept, self-worth, self-value, and self-esteem. This disease is especially devastating amongst high-risk groups who already have a weakened self-concept due to traumas endured in childhood. Is that you? If it is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your pain, and I'm here to hold this space for you and hopefully through my words offer some support and guidance on how to heal. Because you can heal. Healing is possible from comparisonitis, and in some rare cases, rare but happens, it can be completely cured, no matter who you are. Me, I'm also on the path of healing from comparisonitis. I can't say that I'm completely cured from it myself, but I'm in a good place with it now. I'm able to carry this disease without it having an impact on my life and messing with my sense of joy and peace and abundance. So I'm going to offer you my insights and perspectives that really shifted the way that I relate to my comparisonitis, because that's really where it starts, to see comparisonitis for what it is, what it truly is, allows us to understand the root cause of it. And once you understand the root cause of it, number one, it makes the symptoms a lot more manageable. And number two, it makes it possible to find the root and just pull it out. So let's get right into it. This is going to be a great episode. If comparisonitis is something that you struggle with, and I know you do because we all do, you will learn why. And I will also give you some practical advice on how to manage your symptoms. So I'm super excited that you're here. This is gonna be a healing episode. It's gonna put some things into perspective for you. The reason why I call it a disease and I'm referring to it as comparisonitis is not so that I can be funny and cute, okay? It's so that I can get the point across that this phenomena, this disease, is an attack, right? It's an attack on your being. It's like an autoimmune thing because it's your own psychological system. It's your own psyche that is attacking your being. Why does it do this? Because you have a built-in psychological mechanism that is wired to do that, to attack you, so that you play it safe. I describe it to my clients as coloring within the lines, okay? So if the lines represent society, this mechanism attacks you whenever you step outside of that, whenever you challenge the status quo, and whenever you don't follow the rules, whenever you are not being obedient and following social order. This mechanism is ready to just attack you. I swear, like 75% of the work that I do with my clients is helping them liberate themselves from this mechanism because it is so deeply, strongly ingrained in us. And here's the thing, we need a little bit of it, right? Like if we didn't have this mechanism in place, there would be complete anarchy. Like we need some rules to follow. That's why we all have a moral, ethical compass, because we need to understand how to function within this society. But that's as far as it goes, and that's as far as it should go. When it becomes an attack is when we think that we are the mechanism, not that the mechanism is something there to regulate us and help us adapt to our environment, but when we think that we are this mechanism. And there's good news and bad news about that. The bad news, let's start with the bad news, is that this mechanism is built in, okay? Like I said, we are wired to have this mechanism as part of our evolutionary and social survival. Like I said, we need a little bit of it. We need to follow rules to some degree, okay? Think of it like your conscience, your moral compass, tells you what's right and wrong, good or bad. So, like I said, it's not the mechanism in and of itself that's bad. Because I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to consider that when we're born into this world as babies, we have no moral compass, okay? We don't know right from wrong. We're just these organisms that like shit and eat and sleep. And we only have one goal in mind, which is to survive. So this mechanism is not there for our physical survival. This mechanism is there for our social survival so that we can fit in with the rest of society, so that, you know, we can adapt. And you can think of this mechanism as like a software system. Somebody's got to program it, right? And who that somebody is depends on where you're born, the generation you're born into, your culture, basically society at large, the tribe, your parents, the media, our friends, social groups that we belong to, and the church. My God, the church plays a really big role on that. So this programming is not actually ours. The software system is artificial. It's an artificial programming because we were not born with it. If there's anything that you're going to take away from this episode today, it's this. It's not the mechanism that's bad. It's not society that's the problem. It's not our parents that are the problem. The problem is in the way that you have internalized this mechanism. Some people internalize it a lot, especially those people who have a very strong religious upbringing, and it truly makes them miserable. And others, not so much. And I don't know where you are on this spectrum. I don't know how much of it you've internalized, but if you are constantly feeling like you don't measure up to someone else and that you're comparing yourself to others and that, you know, you have this feeling of not being good enough and that you suck and you feel guilty and shame most about yourself most of the time, then chances are that you have internalized this mechanism a lot, okay? And internalizing it just means that instead of seeing the mechanism for what it is, just a programming, literally a software system, you see it as who you are. You suffer, okay? You suffer when you think that you are the software system. And so when this mechanism, when this software system gets activated and tells you that you're not good enough, you're not good enough, you're not good enough, then you are allowing the software system to attack you and essentially victimize you. You're giving your power away to an artificial program which makes you more susceptible to catching comparisonitis because it weakens your spiritual immune system, right? And consider this, my loves. Are you ready? I'm going to red pill you right now. This is a Matrix moment. Consider how you live in a social, political, and economic structure that banks off you comparing yourself to others. So not only are you giving your power away to the artificial programming, but you're giving your power away to the people who exploit that programming. Okay, capitalism is literally built to create a sense of lack in you so that you can buy. And that's like, I mean, that's a whole other topic. I'm not going to get into that, but just understand that you have this mechanism in you that is programmed by society so that you can behave a certain way and play by the rules. And then you have people like in the advertising industry, in the media, in politics, and all these external systems that just know how to exploit it, exploit your programming so that you can buy something from them and follow their rules and abide by their standards. So comparisonitis is a symptom of giving your power away so much to these external systems that you are no longer free. So you're not suffering because you compare yourself to others. You're suffering because you're not free. So I say that it's time to take your power back, my friend. Are you with that? Like, I freaking hope so. Let's take your power back, okay? So that brings us to the good news. And the good news is that once you start to take your power back by taking this mechanism apart piece by piece, bit by bit, I also refer to this as unpacking the bag of fucks, the bag of shits, or the bag of fucks. You know, like all of that shit that you've internalized, that bag of fucks that you carry around that's not even yours. Like once you start to see it as like, oh, this isn't even mine. And you decide like, I could probably get rid of this, or at least some of the contents, some of the fucks in there, I could probably do without. You know, it might not happen overnight, but the good news is that it does happen. It does happen. You just make a decision that you're going to invest in unpacking the bag. And you start to liberate yourself and free up your energy for the things that bring you peace and joy and abundance, because now you're not lugging around this giant bag of fucks. And it doesn't mean that you have to give away all of the fucks either. You can just put the fucks, like gather the fucks, put them all, you know, on a nice like array and just see, like that's, I want to carry that. I don't want to carry that. I want to carry this. I don't want to carry that, right? Freedom. That is inner freedom, or at least the way that like I define it. So here's my practical life advice for you. And this is the work that I do with my clients. When your comparisonitis flares up, right, it usually comes with a set of symptoms, okay? So First, get very clear on what those symptoms are. What thoughts arise from this? What feelings arise from this? What sensations arise from this? What's happening in your body when you are comparing? What kind of behaviors manifest through you when you are comparing? So get very clear on your symptoms. Write that shit down. When I experience comparisonitis, and then write all of the symptoms of it so that you can work with it. Okay, that's step one, right? So let's say you see someone posting on social media about how much money they made, and you start comparing your life to them, looking at like how much money you've made and how what you're doing and what they're doing, and you know that game. I want you to look at the underlying assumption of that, okay? So there's an underlying assumption there. And the underlying assumption might be that this is what it means to be successful, or this is how much money I should be making to be successful, or this is what happiness looks like. And then question it. Write that shit down and question it. Is that true? Is it valid? Is there any validity to what your idea of success or happiness or freedom looks like? Is that even your idea? Whose idea is that? Whose truth are you actually seeking? Is that your truth? Are those your desires and values and beliefs? Maybe they are, but they're probably not, because if they were yours, then it wouldn't bother you. It wouldn't bother you that someone's making more money than you, or someone looks to be more successful than you, or someone is doing this that you're not. See, it bothers you because there is that internal conflict between who you are and who you are programmed to think you should be. Do you see the level of that? So identify that. I'll say it again. It bothers you because there is an internal conflict between who you are and who you are programmed to think you should be. There's levels to that, my friend. Write it down and explore it. I promise you it's worth your time. Because you will understand so deeply, you will understand so deeply that you are not this programming. And once you understand that, something starts to free up in you, okay? Once I've explored this with my clients and I teach them to shift their perspective and relate to this mechanism differently, then we can start really doing the work, okay? And the work happens when you learn how to defend against it. There are various practices to do that, and some of my practices are a little bit out there, but they work. But the most simple way to defend against this mechanism is to just talk to it. It's your mechanism. So you talk to it. You tell it to, I don't know, fuck off. Or, you know, you can be kinder if you want. But understand that this mechanism is not a rational one. You know, it's just like an AI. Like, it's like, you can't really reason with it like a person. So it's as good as, you know, reasoning with your TV set. I mean, it's kind of illogical. It's absurd. Right? So understand that this is your mechanism. It was programmed into you, but you are the one who internalized it so strongly, right? You didn't have to internalize it, but you did. For whatever reason, you know, maybe in childhood, it was a protective thing. So now it's your responsibility to deprogram yourself. And that is the most powerful and liberating work you can do. Nothing brings me more joy. I get like emotional just thinking about it, actually. Like the shift that happens in my clients when they go from comparing themselves and feeling like they're not enough and feeling like they're such moral failures and just bringing up all these other people like they see on, you know, on Facebook and in the media and this and that, and just like just comparing themselves and feeling pain, like so much pain from it. And then when I help them through this and I see that shift happen when they become so empowered by their own ability and capacity to choose not to buy into that shit, literally buy into that shit, to choose to let go of the bag, just put it down and stop carrying it. You have that choice. And that choice is everything. That is your freedom, my friend. Freedom. Yes, sweet, sweet Jesus. We're talking about inner freedom here. Nothing compares to that. Absolutely nothing. You want to talk about comparisonitis? Nothing actually compares to your inner freedom. So I would love to support you if you want to dive deep into this work and start unpacking the bag of fucks and healing your comparisonitis, your perfectionism, your judgments, your guilt, your shame. You see, these are all related because they are all part of the same mechanism. And the mistake we make is that we start picking them apart, like one by one, working with it individually. And that's why healing and growth takes so long, because we're just looking at like one thing, like one piece of it. My work is to help you get rid of the bag altogether. And it is my deepest longing to show my clients how to dissolve that mechanism, because it is literally life-changing when they do. Because can you imagine like all of the things that you give a fuck about? Like imagine making a list of all of the things that you give a fuck about, and every single item on that list weighs like 50 pounds, or I don't know where your list, maybe it's kilos for you. Like imagine how much energy and time that you invest in carrying these items, and how much energy and space and time you could actually free up if you get rid of it. Because none of that is worth your energy and time. Carrying it is just not worth it. So I want you to ask yourself, like, how would you show up differently if you stopped giving a fuck about all the things that you give a fuck about? What would change in your life? What would shift? What would change within you? I mean, just this one teaching alone changed my life, and it changes my clients' lives. And maybe, hopefully, just by listening to this podcast, something shifted for you today. I certainly hope so. So if you are learning or you're open to learning more about working with me, go ahead and visit the link I'm including in the show notes here and check out my one-on-one coaching program, Authentic Self. This is a beautiful program that I've designed to catalyze some quantum leaps in your spiritual growth. And best believe you will grow. You will grow because you get 9 hours of one-to-one coaching with me and a curated set of practices that I have picked from Eastern and Western modalities to support you and your unique evolution. So check it out. If you have any doubts or questions, I'd be happy to chat with you. So feel free to just shoot me an email, slide into my DMs, and you can also request a free consultation with me to see if we're a good fit. I hope this was helpful for you. Remember, my friend, you are ultimately the one who gets to decide how to live your life, where to live, who to love, who to fuck, what to do. And you also get to decide what success and beauty and freedom mean for you. So be empowered in your decision to choose, and always choose the option that will help you get closer to your inner freedom. If you're gonna choose anything, choose that. Choose freedom. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Authentic Life Podcast. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and share this episode with your community on social media. Just don't forget to tag me at Seeking with Sattva on Instagram. If you want more of my teachings, head over to seekingwithsattva.com to check out my blog posts, download my free Inner Child ebook, and sign up for my bi-monthly Authentic Life newsletter so that you can receive more insights and tidbits to support you on your journey. I can't wait to continue walking this path with you, and thanks again for listening to today's episode. Until next time, keep going, keep growing, keep seeking and speaking your truth so that you can finally live an authentic life.